This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States condemned the possible mutiny in Niger, National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday at the White House.
We certainly condemn any effort to detain or to subvert the functioning of Niger's democratically elected government.
Kirby urged the release of President Mohamed Bazoum and said there were no discussions so far on possible evacuation of American citizens. Presidential guards were holding Niger's president inside his palace in the capital on Wednesday in what neighboring countries called an attempted coup. U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's plea deal on two tax charges fell apart after the federal judge hearing his case expressed concern over a related agreement on a more serious gun possession charge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The outcome leaves open, at least temporarily, the years-long investigation into President Biden's son's business dealings. Hunter Biden had been charged with two misdemeanor tax crimes, a failure to pay more than $100,000 in taxes from over $1.5 million in income in both 2017 and 18. And he made an agreement with prosecutors who were planning to recommend 2 years probation. Last month, Hunter Biden was charged with possession of a firearm by a person who is a known drug user, a felony. He agreed to enter into a diversion agreement, which means that he would not technically plead guilty to the crime. I'm Julie Walker.
NATO says it's stepping up surveillance of the Black Sea region as it condemned Russia's exit from a landmark deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. The announcement came Wednesday after a meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 18-member UN Human Rights Committee has condemned Uganda's Anti-Homosexuality Act and urged the government to quickly repeal it. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In releasing its final observations, the committee expressed deep concern about the discriminatory nature of the act, saying it stigmatizes and persecutes people based on their sexual and gender identity. The committee said it has received reports of hate speech, outings, and violence against LGBTI people in Uganda, as well as arbitrary arrests of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex persons based on the Penal Code Act and the Anti-Homosexuality Act. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's opposition on Wednesday held candlelit vigils in major cities for the more than two dozen people killed and scores injured during protests this month against the high cost of living and tax hikes passed in June. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has repeatedly called for acts of civil disobedience against a government he accuses of raising the cost of living and consolidating power. Israel's Supreme Court said on Wednesday it would hear an appeal against a new law that curbs some of its own powers, pitting it against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing government that is seeking an overhaul of the judicial system. A bench decision posted on the court's website said a hearing will be set for the appeal in September. The court did not issue an injunction against the new law, which came into effect on Wednesday. Critics say the changes could encourage corruption and abuses of power by removing effective oversight on the executive's authority. Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer known for her stirring voice, the 1990 chart-topping hit Nothing Compares to You and outspoken views, has died at the age of 56. Irish media quoted her family as saying on Wednesday, brash and direct, her shaved head, pained expression, and shapeless wardrobe was a direct challenge to popular culture's long-prevailing notions of femininity and sexuality. O'Connor irrevocably changed the image of women in music. Quote, it is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved Sinead. Her family and friends are devastated and have requested privacy at this very difficult time. RTE quoted a statement from the singer's family as saying. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.